Austin Bechtold with you. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. So I posed the question, would you rather have Bryce Young at the moment, or would you rather have Kenny Pickett? Young, the number one pick in the draft from Alabama, or Pickett, second season, ton of game-winning touchdown drives, ton of comebacks in the fourth quarter. 412-928-9370. If you want to weigh in right now, let's go to my buddy Roland, Castle Shannon. Roland, I know you want to talk about this. Bryce Young or Kenny Pickett? At this point in time, based off what you've seen and what you've seen from these guys from college, but also from Pickett, we've seen it now for close to a full year in the NFL. Who do you like?
I love Kenny Pickett. I think Bryce Young in time is going to be good. Right now, who's going to lead a team right now to the playoffs, maybe a Super Bowl? Clearly Kenny. The difference between the two, Bryce Young was a clear Heisman winner because of Alabama. His numbers and Kenny's numbers were very close. Kenny had 42 touchdowns and 7. I think Bryce maybe had a couple less interceptions when he won the Heisman. The question on Kenny was always his hands. The question on Bryce Young is his size. He's so small. He's under 6 feet. Would I like what Kenny did in the offseason? Because Tomlin almost got him killed last year with the concussions, with the Matt Canada offense. He put on 15 pounds of muscle. He's physically a lot bigger than Bryce Young. He's working on his arm strength. Kenny's really getting stronger. And the thing that's really the great test, Kenny's got the best weapons in the league. Omar Khan has put the best roster. Kenny has not performed, and neither has Bryce Young this year. But I can see what's going on with Kenny right now. He's absolutely livid because he's a perfectionist, just like I am, Austin. You know that. He's beating himself up. He knows he's underperformed. And whether it's Canada or Kenny or a combination of both, how can the Steelers be 5-3 with the way that offense is played? It's absolutely mind-boggling.
Yeah, they played really well, and I appreciate the call, Roland. You have a good weekend. You know, there were some points there. Now, the Steelers do not have the best weapons in the NFL. Nobody should believe that. Look at the Cincinnati Bengals and Steelers' own division. I think Baltimore's got some decent weapons. Yeah, they're banged up, but it's probably the best weapons that Lamar Jackson has had, right? Mark Andrews has always been there, it seems, really, but Odell Beckham has played a decent role. Yeah, J.K. Dobbins is hurt, but Gus Edwards has been fine. They had a rookie running back, Mitchell, who came in and was fantastic last week. It came out of nowhere. Nobody's ever heard of. As well as, how about Zay Flowers? First-round draft pick. He's been fantastic for Baltimore. He's been really good. So, Lamar has been criticized because he's not been able to throw the football. But truly, I mean, think about some of the guys now. Nelson Aguilar, yeah, he's had the ball go through his hands a couple of times. Bateman's been okay. But there are other instances of teams in your own division that have better weapons. Now, Broderick Jones was the first-round pick for the Steelers this past year, where you could have talked about, say, Flowers or others of the Steelers. Maybe should have addressed weapons on the offensive side of the ball, but like it was overdue. It was past due for the Steelers to invest key draft picks, key draft capital on the offensive line, something the Steelers have kind of just done the opposite of. They've neglected this. Broderick Jones, even though he wants to play left, has played right, and has really at this point is going with it and excited to just be in the starting lineup.
Honestly, for me, I don't feel like that's good enough.
Okay,
you know, like because I came from Georgia, you know, not to dwell on the past, but you know, like we were big on running the football, so you know, I want to be 200 plus every time. That's just me. I know this is the NFL level, but you know, if we're gonna commit to the run game, we got to do it all the way.
So Broderick Jones was asked, are you satisfied with season-high 166 rushing yards against the Titans, which was the best Steelers output of the year by far? And he said, I came from Georgia. I want to be 200-plus every time. I like it. I don't know if the Steelers necessarily are going to throw the football that much the rest of the way. They're going to do so as much as they need to, obviously, but this team wants to run the ball. They want to run it down opposing teams' throats. That's just what Matt Canada has shown. They want to try to balance off the run and then have Kenny Pickett sling it off of it and I guess use play action, something that is very underutilized in this offense. Seemingly, the Steelers came into this year saying they wanted to try to throw it. They wanted Kenny Pickett to try to show he can win some games by taking care of the passing attack and really just taking care of the offense and try to throw it and sling it around like the comp that really shouldn't have been to Joe Burrow. Now we know that's obviously not the case, and the Steelers now have decided to go with the ground game. What this really signals to me, though, putting Broderick Jones again at right, Chukwuma Okorafor is done. It's over. I don't know what he said or who he said it to. His career with the Steelers, it's over. I would be surprised to see Chukes get a starting role back long term again. The Steelers might just cut him at the end of this year. You're paying him $10, $11 million, and you benched him for your first round pick instead of moving Dan Moore over to right because Dan Moore is more comfortable at left. It's not about what's more comfortable for your number one draft pick. It's about Dan Moore being more comfortable at left, a former fourth round pick who has pretty much been the guy over there since day one. Fascinating. To a degree, I understand and I get it. But what did you want Broderick Jones, who you've invested all this draft capital for, moved up a couple of picks to go get? What did you want him at left? What did that make the most sense? And have Dan Moore just move over to right? What this really signals is that Dan Moore's just not very good at right, and that Broderick Jones is better than Dan Moore, probably at both positions. And the Steelers don't want to compromise and have Broderick Jones play at left to have a drop-off at right when they can have Moore, who's played that position and has been okay there. He's been better throughout the course of the season. And not just throw Jones into the fire at left and have a disaster on the right side again. Coming up next, it's a big college football weekend. We'll get into it in the last minute or so here on the Fan Early Morning Show. Asabeth Told with you here on the Fan. Final minute of the Fan Early Morning Show with you on a Football Friday. I'm Austin Bechtold. It's a big weekend in Happy Valley. Michigan, Penn State, Wolverines third in the country, Penn State at 10th. I will be there. I'm very excited for it, and I don't really know what's going to happen. My gut tells me that Michigan's going to win it. My gut tells me that Pitt's going to win this week at Syracuse. This is put up or shut up for James Franklin. He is so good against all other teams outside of Ohio State and Michigan. All other teams other than Ohio State and Michigan, James Franklin is pretty much able to beat. It's typically the case, but it's also very frustrating as his record against Michigan and Ohio State is very lackluster and subpar. And this would be huge for the Nittany Lions because when you look at it, Ole Miss is playing Georgia. Ole Miss loses. Penn State moves up. They beat Michigan. They're going to move up. So a lot of different things could happen that they're going to need some help, but it's also looking pretty good with the tiebreaker where going into last week, Penn State was a game back, and because they got some help, they're currently a game up in the tiebreaker. Also very excited to see how Pitt plays this week against Syracuse. Yeah, really a lost year for Pitt, but you get to play at Yankee Stadium against a rival in Syracuse. It's going to be fun to watch. Just because of the atmosphere, the environment, and how will Christian Vayer play as Pitt tries to turn a page and really get ready for next year. Austin Bechtel with you, Fan Early Morning Show. The pre-show is next on the Fan.